Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hey, gardener. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So definitely give us a call here, and we'll do everything we can to help you out as we round up the weekend. Our first week of spring has today's the first full week. I'll tell you, doesn't feel like it in the next couple days. It's looking like it's actually going to get pretty cold around here. I'm not looking forward to, I think tomorrow is the highs of in the 20s, the high 20s, and then Tuesday, maybe the same thing. I mean, maybe it's 30, but still, it's going to be cold the next couple days, and then hopefully warm up like the spring always does going forward. I'll tell you, right now, the temperatures today don't feel that way. The past couple days, here and there, has been pretty nice, actually. It's been nice to get out and do some things, get out in the yard, be able just to spend more time outside, not just cleaning, getting ready for the year, but just being able to spend more time. So that is something that we look forward to more of. You know, I look at the weather almost on a daily, and the one thing I hate to see is, you know, later tonight there's just this. You know, I look at AccuWeather, and it says right on it little to no accumulation, and I'm like, little to no accumulation of what? And then I look and it says snow. No, it's not gonna snow tonight, but it might. But looking like the next couple days are the real cold ones, and then it's trending upwards. So hopefully that means we're really going to have some warm weather when it comes to everything to allow us to really get out and finalize some things in the garden, right? We talked last week about, you know, soil temperatures, right? You know, the different soil temperatures in our area. Are they warming up? Are they cold? Cooling down? What, you know, what's really going on with it? And I'll tell you, you know, the week that we've been through, even with some warm weather, it really hasn't warmed up enough to show us where we need to be above 50 degrees for the temperatures. For our you know, for the soil to be awake really enough, for weed seeds to be going, that type of thing. So we need to just, wait a little bit more. We're not completely there yet. So let's just, think about it, because I tell you, with the cold temperatures here, the fluctuation of the soil temperatures has affected us. We're current temperatures where I am in Chelmsford is 37 degrees. Sure, by the Cape is a little bit warmer. Look it up as we go today. But still not warm enough for what we're looking for. It did warm up over a week ago for a little bit, get us excited and thinking, all right, let's go. But no, not yet. Noticing buds on trees, shrubs, the deciduous perennials, that type of thing. See what's going on, right? Last week after the show, it was a beautiful day. It was gorgeous. I actually did some cleanup in the yard, and I actually pruned back my Montauk daisy that was in the backyard. And going through that process, because I had never had one before, so really looking at it. And last year, when we bought the house, it was in the backyard. It was very leggy. It was big. A lot of leaves towards the top, not much on the bottom. So I knew that this year I would be looking to trim it back, get it a little bit smaller. So I really cut it back to about 8 inches all the way around. I'd say it was probably about 2 feet tall and wide all the way around, maybe more than that, actually. But there's buds all over it. Kind of felt bad because the top parts where it had some buds coming out of the sides for the leaf structure, etc. And I was like, I got to do this. I just got to do it. So we got that taken care of. I did this a little bit early, but I was cleaning everything else. So there's a rose bush that was kind of just didn't look very good last year when I got here. So I pruned it way back to try and start fresh. And I know, if you listen to my father religiously prior and what I have kind of talked about, the fact that we should wait till the Red Sox come back to Fenway to really be pruning your roses. I know. I was just out there. I had the pruners. Why not? They're a couple weeks away, but the I was doing it as multiple other people I know have done as well, to just kind of clean it up, get things cut back, start fresh while the rose is dormant. Probably should wait a couple more weeks, but on this one, the rose was so bad, one-sided, not looking very great. I figure, let's try it. Let's just get it done while we have some of this done. While I'm cleaning up the area so I can move on to another area. So definitely, I did some cleanup. I'm sure you guys did some last week. Last weekend, as it was gorgeous out. So hopefully you got to enjoy some of that time outside. We're looking like we'll be there later in the week. Just a couple cold days ahead of us this week. So dress warm on Monday and Tuesday if you're going to be outside. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, right now this is the time where we're just looking at that weather almost religiously and saying, all right, when is it going to really break for us? When are the temperatures going to get closer together from the overnight to the during the day so that we can say, all right, temperatures are staying the same. We're going to be able to do this. I'm seeing a bunch of people out there doing things to their yard. I saw somebody yesterday. I'm not sure what they were spraying when I was driving down the street, but He was spraying something, and I'll tell you, it took everything in me to stop, not to stop and be like, hey, what you spraying? And if it was some sort of weed killer or something like that, I just wanted to say, just don't do it. It's too cold, even though it was warm yesterday. It's just, you know, it's the fluctuation in temperatures really affect what we do with our lawn right now. The most effective thing right now to be doing is to be hand pulling anything. It is beautiful out yesterday. It was gorgeous, but not yet. You know, one thing I did see somebody doing yesterday, which I was like, oh man, I haven't seen one of those. I want to get one of those rakes. Was a dethatching rake where it's the metal tines. It's just very, a lot of give to it. It's almost like every time you rake, it's like fluffs it up. Pulling up that thatch, that brown from the ground. And he was doing that yesterday, which I thought was good to do. That's one thing to start the season with. You know, dethatching with that rake. Clean up a little bit of that right now. Based on, you know, we see a lot of brown in the yard anyways. So, still early. I know it's, you know, we've had a long winter. It's exciting to get out there, but we still got to hold off a little bit. You have some questions, call us at 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a bit cold this morning. Warm up a little bit. But next few days cold, so get ready for it. As spring is here, but winter won't keep us out of its grip, won't let us out of its grip, be cold for a few days, but is what it is this time of year. This is kind of what we get during this year, so definitely, you know, we're used to it. This is what happens in New England. This is kind of what we do. So definitely we're on our way. We're on our way to a full spring here. I think it's going to be a beautiful one. Lots of moisture has been in the soil for a number of... I mean, it's been a while here, thankfully. In the past few years, we start the spring and there's not a lot of moisture in the ground. It's definitely a lot less than midwinter, but we are actually about 35% saturated. So that's a pretty good thing, right? Comparatively to years prior, we're a little bit higher than we have been in the past few years. So, good thing, you know, start our year off with moisture in the soil, which is, you know, ideal for us, so that we'll be able to grow our lawns, our gardens, everything a little bit more. Good start to the season. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
K is in Lowell.
K, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is, when does one use grub control?
So, There's a couple styles of grub control. There is that faster acting, which would be like your Dilox, which would be a 24-hour killer. It comes in a black bag, so that would be a 24-hour killer. And then there's a season-long grub killer. Now, we hear season-long, and we just say, oh, if I put it down now, it's going to last the entire season. That's not the case. So, you'd be using some grub control probably in the next, depending upon the way the weather goes, it could be in the next 3 to 4 weeks, maybe a little bit sooner than that, and that would be looking at using the product like Dilox. As the grubs, the older grubs, start to move towards the top of the soil, you'll start to notice holes in the lawn, those types of things. That'll be when you would be using the Dilox, because that's an instant killer, whereas the season-long killer is something that needs to be down for a bit. So the grub cycle, if you will, starts off in this spring at this time of year. So we're at the end of March. We'll have some of the overwintering type grubs are starting to get closer to the soil, right? Mm-hmm. And then really as we get into the middle of April, they'll really be to the top of the soil. And those are the ones from last year, okay? So you'd be using the Dilox down at that point. What happens from that point for the next month and a half or so is those grubs then will actually go into the, the pupation series, which is where they go into like a cocoon, get ready to send out the Japanese beetles, etc. As they go forward. The adults will emerge, they'll fly around, then they will lay their eggs in the soil. At that point, that's when we want to put the season-long grub control. Now, there's a little bit more to it, and I'm going to hit a break. I want you to hang tight, because I want to go over it a little bit more and just explain the difference in the two. So hang tight with me, Kay.
Okay.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years. Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has delivered what's billed as a major address on Ukraine from Warsaw.
Let us resolve to put the strength of democracies into action to thwart the designs of autocracy. Let us remember that the test of this moment is the test of all time.
Biden delivered the speech after meeting with Ukrainian refugees in Poland. It comes as Russia is signaling that it is implementing a new strategy in its invasion of Ukraine. Special advisor at the White House National Security Council, Matthew Miller, telling ABC's Good Morning America that the administration is not looking at Russia's words.
We always wait to see what Russia actually does, not just take for granted what it actually says, because from the beginning of this conflict, they have never been honest about their aims.
Miller adds that while the U.S. was warning of a Russian invasion, the Kremlin downplayed things, accusing America of fear-mongering. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration is calling for tougher sanctions against North Korea. Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. Kim Jong-un said his country is preparing for what it called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. The call for sanctions happened during Friday's meeting of the UN Security Council. The Assembly of First Nations in Canada wants an apology, a public one, from the Vatican. This after last year's discovery of about 200 unmarked and previously undocumented graves of children at what was Canada's largest Indigenous residential school in British Columbia. It was one of several similar sites in that country. A meeting between First Nations and Vatican is set for next week. Tyree Sampson, who died on an amusement ride in Florida late Thursday, is being remembered. The 14-year-old fell to his death on the Orlando Freefall at Icon Park. The ride had only been in operation for a few months, passing inspection in December. The Florida Agriculture and Consumer Services Department is investigating the cause. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were speaking with Kay in regards to grub control and when, you know, when can you put something down for grubs, which, you know, is it, it's a pretty big question when it comes to it, and saying, all right, what, you know, when can I do what? So... You know, there are multiple methods to be doing this, and the way that I have always done grub control is almost like a, it's in three steps, right? Because we're trying to reduce the number for the following year, because you're not going to get all of them. You're going to do everything you can to get there, but it's going to take some time. So the spring start right now, and I'd say probably in about week to 10 days, you could probably put this down, just based on the way I'm looking at the weather warming up. You'd be using that product Dilox, Dilox is, the bag will actually say 24-hour insect killer. It's a black bag. It has a very distinct smell, so you'll know what I mean when you see it. And that would be the synthetic way to do it. What that does is it puts everything it has down in 24 hours and then is gone from the soil, the system, but it'll kill the grubs, the insects that are there. So that would be almost your step one, if you will. And then about the end of May, whatever is still there, whatever has not... you know, it wasn't to the top layer of the soil at the time, you will use a season-long killer. Because season-long killer is actually will only last 3 months, right? And so we are trying to protect for 3 months. Now, if we were to put it down now, right, you would just get April, May, and June. And the major time frame is for grubs. What will happen in June... In June, the Japanese beetle will lay their eggs starting the next cycle of grubs coming in. where they will start to actively eat during the end of July into August. So if we put something down now, the season long isn't going to last to the next stage for us. So that's why we try to do an instant kill now and then move on into about, you know, maybe it's the middle of May to get you, you know, in through June, July, and August to get rid of any of those eggs that are popping up, any of the grubs that would be there at that point. And then finally, in about like the second to third week of August, depending upon how warm it is, that's usually when the grubs will be fully formed again to actually need to be, those would be coming from the egg form. You would need to use Dilox again. Now, so all of that is a synthetic way of doing it, right? So chemical-based. You could start in the next couple weeks with the Milky Spore regimen, which would take multiple seasons to build up the spores in the soil. To what it does is over time, these spores will double, triple, just keep multiplying. And what they do is they attack the grubs and will kill them that way. But it's an organic way of doing it. And that Milky Spore would be done in a few weeks at this point. Need the soil to warm up a little bit. Maybe middle of April you could be doing that. So definitely, you know, there's multiple options to it. The thing about Milky Spore is if you do it, you need to do it for 2 years in a row, but you need to do one application in the spring, one application in the fall, and then the same thing the next year to really build up the spores in the soil to get to that. So it could take a few years to get where you need to, and you might have a good amount of grubs. So there's multiple options, but it isn't just a one-and-done type thing.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, thank you. That was very helpful.
All right, Kay. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, and you as well.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started with the day. So definitely, it's looking like it's not going to be super warm. But compared to the next couple days, it's going to be a very, very warm day. Now, I did get a message on our Facebook from a gentleman by the name of Mark. He was wondering, can he prune his grapes now? Well, this is the perfect time to be pruning your grapes. For anybody who has grapes, basically we're looking at the late winter or very early spring. So we're at the very early spring. Takes a little bit of time to do, right? You've got to look at the vines and identify the canes that were last year's new growth, right? Those are the ones that are going to produce the next crop. Those are the ones that are going to produce the grapes for you. Basically, you know, you can kind of look at the canes and you'll be able to tell by the color and the bark covering, that type of thing. The newer canes will be brighter in color, maybe a little bit smoother, so you'll be able to tell from last year's canes, right? The older canes can be a little bit more grayish, brown, that type of thing. So, you know, there are multiple ways to do the pruning. By taking a look at that process, we're looking to start early. Right. So realize, you know, depending upon how old the grape is, if it's only a couple of years old, you know, we're not pruning as much, right? But at the same time, we are trying to train the grape to get where it needs to be, right? We're trying to kind of just get them to be wider, get them to be where they need, right? So this is the time frame to do it. Give them time to produce new shoots and flowers for that growing season. We're looking to thin it out a little bit, get some of the older canes out of there. Some of the canes that aren't doing great in there. Need to make sure we have the clean pruners, clean cuts. We don't like to have ragged edges or odd cuts on there. So this is definitely time to be doing it. You'll probably start to see a few buds on there. So, you know, when you do prune, we want to prune right above a bud versus, below a bud, right? Because then we'll have a space of branching that'll have nothing there. So when you are pruning, when you see the bud starting to form, we prune right above it. We want to try and shape the vine the best we can. So that's kind of what we're looking at with pruning our grapes at this point. So, but definitely can be done. This is the time frame to be doing it. So if you have some grapevines, this is definitely the time to be doing that. Now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And coming up at about 7:30, and not at about, it is at 7:30, we'll be talking with Karen from Natural Alternative. She's going to be talking about a number of things. We're really getting excited for spring. We were hoping that things would be a little bit warmer at this point, but we're definitely there. So let's I look forward to that. I can talk about a number of things like the grub gone, right? We were just talking about grubs, so that's another good thing. We'll talk about using inhibitor from them. It's a crabgrass inhibitor. So this is a prime window coming up of when we should be using that. So we'll discuss that and a few other things as time allows. So definitely look forward to that. But for everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, just getting started for the day. Definitely looking like a blue sky out there. Should be pretty good of a day. You can get out there and enjoy yourself. I think it's going to be like 40 something today. But beats the end of the day yesterday. You know, I was driving earlier in the day and it was just blue sky and beautiful. And I knew it was going to rain. It's like you look around and you say, how's it going to rain? Like, it is so gorgeous right now. But obviously, rained yesterday, keeping that moisture in the ground. So definitely still happening all the time, which is a good thing, right? We want that moisture in the ground. We want to be able to get things done. Now, we're definitely starting to have a lot of our vegetables in seed at this time. A lot of our tomatoes, peppers, those types of things, we can definitely get started and indoors versus, outside. Obviously, it's a little bit too cold to do there. But right now, we're getting those things started. And we are starting indoors. Some nice, sunny areas, some good seed starting soil, some of the, maybe a heat pad or two, depending upon what you're growing. So it's definitely time to get started with your seeds indoors, if you can. A lot of us won't be able to put anything out into the yard or vegetable garden when it comes to our seeds, our vegetables, until at least May. So we got another month and a half at least before we're getting some of the vegetables outdoors. And that's the majority of them. Maybe some of the cold crops get started outside, right? They do tend to take the colder weather. But our majority of our vegetables, we are starting indoors now. and not putting them out till about May 20th. So we're looking at, you know, it's almost 2 months at this point. So 2 months from now, if you were to start some tomatoes indoors, some peppers indoors, you're probably going to have a decent sized plant to get out there and you'll be ahead of the game. Versus at that point, starting with a small tomato out of like a six pack or something along those lines. So definitely time to get started indoors. If you have the space, the time to do it, because definitely, you know, we want to grow our own going forward with this season. Now, if you have some questions, you can give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Really just getting started with the day. So if you have some questions, call us. We'll do everything we can to help you out. We'll take a break. Back in a few.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Can
Good morning.
You hear me?
Yeah, perfect.
I am going to have some landscapers moving some large plants
okay.
at the end of the week. And one's a rhododendron, couple boxwoods, four lilacs, two small rhododendrons, and if I can, I might have them move some elderberries in my back that are not where I want them. And I'm wondering how much do I need to prune them before or after they're moved, or can I just hope they'll take up enough of a root ball to successfully move them?
Well, so
the rhododendron is large. The one is very large, you know, it's pretty large.
Yep.
Mushed up against the house. The lilacs are too close to the house. I'd
well,
like
so,
them to be in a
you know, on a lot of this, you don't necessarily need to do some pruning on all of these. I mean, you can just to make them a little bit easier to take care of. You know, on the rhododendron being a little bit too big, maybe you look at it and say, all right, a couple branches can go. I'm going to get rid of this, that, and the other thing. You know, but the thing with rhododendrons is they've already formed their, you know, their buds for the season. They've already created what they need for that. So you, by pruning some of this, you might actually kill some of cut back on the amount of flowers that you're going to get for this season. So just, you know, kind of keep that in mind with it. What I'd look at with the lilacs You can definitely take a look at them, see any of the older branches, the cross branches that don't look so great, and you can be getting rid of those. That would be fine to do as well. The elderberry, just kind of look at it, maybe shape it up a little bit, and you'd be okay with it. But it's, you know, I'd be more worried about just, you know, I wouldn't be worried. It's a different form here, different word, really. I'd be more interested in when we're getting them into the next spot, making sure they have something to help with the transplant shock, something along the lines of like a biotone, maybe even a liquid form of mycorrhizae, something along those lines to help with the root system, get something into the soil like a compost, to help enrich the soil for it. That's where I'd be focused on a little bit, versus maybe the pruning of it, but you can prune it. I'm not saying don't, but make sure it is taken care of that way. And, you know, the landscaper should have the know-all of trying to get as big of a root ball as possible. We don't want them to go too shallow on there, especially a rhododendron that has a little bit more of a deeper root system when it comes to tap rooting. So we want to keep that in mind as well for them. So, I mean, when it comes to pruning, maybe it's a third on some of it just to cut it back. But anything that's starting to form buds, make sure you're cutting just above a bud. Or even with like the, you know, like I said, with the rhododendron, maybe it's taking out some branches completely, right? Thinning it out a little bit for the long term of it. I've seen that done as well. But again, I'm not necessarily worried about pruning it unless it's going to be easier for them to move along. And if they do on some of it, they can prune. You know, I wouldn't prune more than a half on all of these.
I think what you're also telling me is if I don't want to prune it, I don't need to
move. Yeah, to be honest with you, I you don't necessarily need to on this. Okay. I mean, if they're coming in with a machine and digging them up, why cut it back if you don't have to? It's not necessarily something that is a necessity that has to be done because you're moving it. The idea behind it is when you move something like that, reducing the coverage of it allows it to not have to focus on doing everything else. But it's not completely necessary if you don't want to. Okay?
Yeah, great. Thank you.
All right. We have a great rest of your day, Pat.
Thank you. And you
bye-bye.
Too. Well, it's warm.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.